You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a successful podcaster with Bruce.
And Megan.
And this episode, we're talking about rapid editing and avoiding pod fade from rapid editing.
So important. You have to listen to this because you have to apply this to your podcast if you want it to be good, if you want people to like it, if you want people to be enthused about it, you got to.
But you know what? In the last episode that we were talking about with a podcast intro, Megan wanted to start talking about the rapid editing right away. And I said, let's save it for another episode. And that's what we did. So for those of you who are listening, you're mostly podcasters. I just want to ask you guys to rate us and review us on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and please give us 5 stars or just an honest review. And I would just love to hear what you think of our podcast. We're trying to help you become successful podcasters. Now, Megan, let's talk about to the audience what rapid editing is, because you brought it up in the last episode.
Well, rapid editing means that you do certain things to make the flow of your podcast a little smoother, and you take out spaces in it so that you don't...
Spaces.
Like silence.
Silences.
You take things that, you know, may not make it flow as well. And so you edit it so that it goes more rapidly and smoothly.
Yeah. Now, the first question that podcasters have to ask, and I know that a lot of people go through pod fade because they don't like the editing and the post-production. That turns a lot of podcasters off. All we want to do is record, pick up that phone or that microphone and start recording. We don't care about editing because that's where people get very upset that they have to actually do this work, that it's not just about recording, right? And when you guys are listening to us, ask yourself, for those of you that are trying to avoid pod fade, why do you have to edit your podcast? Now, I have talked about 3 different reasons why people edit their podcasts, and it's 3 different reasons that you can combine. It's not mutually exclusive like one or the other. So real fast, the first reason that people, and the most popular ones that they actually edit their podcast, is to get rid of all the filler words, right? The filler words are and. I hate and. I was actually editing this woman's podcast a couple of weeks ago, and she, every 10 words, it was and you have to listen to the end of that. So those are the filler words. My big filler word is, you know. I always say, you know, so it's like a filler phrase, 2 words. The other reason that people actually edit their podcast is to make it sound better. They add compression and EQ, and that's for a little bit more advanced people. And the third reason why people edit their podcast is they want to cut and paste different parts of the dialogue into different orders, which I never understand why, because you're taking a natural conversation and you're rearranging it. But hey, to each his own. And I happen to think that's that third reason is the hardest part of it. But there's also all those silences, which we should talk about. And you were saying, Megan, the silence, right? When somebody's talking, they get tongue-tied.
When they're thinking and they have a space there, the space is usually where I want to tune out. So I've been noticing a lot of spaces in the podcasts as I've listened to. And I've noticed that 5 minutes could have been 3 minutes. There's so much spaces. And that needs to be corrected because your flow would be a lot better. Yeah. And your audience would be a lot more captivated.
Now, I have a very quick solution for podcasters that have the fourth reason that Megan just brought up, and that is the space. Here is an interesting way to avoid the spaces, and even when you don't know what to say. And here's what it is. You have to be trigger happy on that pause button. Even recording with the pause button is a way of editing. And here's what I mean. If you have the cough or you don't know what to say, you hit the pause button before that space comes up. You know, it takes a little while to realize that you don't know what to say at that particular second. And if you get that feeling, like, you know it's coming, you hit the pause button. Like, I'm gonna hit the pause button right now. Now, I just start recording again. Okay, so you don't know in the audience listening, the audience members do not know that I actually hit the pause button just now, unless I said I did. Okay, because I can say, the spaces, right, Megan? I don't want anyone. So I'm just saying that the pause button can be your friend. And that was just a space just now, but I'm not going to edit that out. That was like a 1 second space. That's not a big deal. We're talking about the spaces where somebody doesn't know what to say for 10 seconds. That really rubs the podcast audience the wrong way, right? So take your finger, get it on the pause button. Your audience will not know. I'm going to do it right now. Here, I'm going to hit the pause button. And I just coughed. But you will know it because I hit the pause button before then, right? Actually, Megan coughed too. So that is a really cool way of rapid editing for the spaces.
Yes, it is.
But now you got the ums, the ahs. Everyone goes through that. We're human beings. And my big thing is, you know, teenagers, they like to say, like, I'm going to like the store. And I was like offended by that like person from that like high school. You know, you can edit those things out too.
Well, I've heard a lot of people say, I want to talk about, let's say, cake ice cream. And
that drives me nuts.
Now, how the hell is anybody going to edit something like that? With the, you have to keep,
you can do it once or twice. You can say and or I think the general rule of thumb for me is try to not say or the filler words more than once every 3 minutes. That's okay. After 3 minutes, people forget. But you hear these people every 5 words. I'm going to, I'm just laughing saying it. I'm going to the store to buy some milk, and I'll be home by 7 o'clock.
Yes, I've heard so many people who have excellent content, excellent subject matters, and they
the
are
filler
so
words drive you nuts.
Poorly edited. Now, I'm not a huge fan of editing, and it can be very time consuming, but your editing should...
It does cause pod fade.
Yeah, but...
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Tim Wright.
And Brady throws, and that's caught. Goes Tim Wright for the touchdown.
Have you ever experienced open-air listening? You can really feel the music. Have you ever wanted more options when it comes to fashion and headphones? Well, now you do. Welcome to the future of sound. The D4 has a 4-point speaker system providing surround sound fidelity, Bluetooth connectivity, dual mics for taking phone calls, a port for audio jack plug-in, and a USB port for charging on the go.
The bass hit me right in the cradle.
Like, the sound is crazy.
Yeah, this is dope.
Our unique dome coverage can provide branding, fashion interchangeability, and closed ear noise isolation.
Kind of revolutionary.
This is crazy.
Oh my God.
Who invented these? Like, who's the mastermind behind these?
To learn more about Dome Audio, go to domeaudioinc.com. That's domeaudioinc.com.
Become a Successful Podcaster is now back.
your editing is very, very crucial to the success of your podcast.
Yeah, very. Because when you're trying to grow your podcast and the subscribers are there, they're listening to you. I don't know about anybody listening to this episode right now, but I just want to say that I can't listen to somebody say those filler words. Try to do it. You can say it once every 3 months. 3 months. Listen to me.
Oh, boy. You can say, it's been a long day for you, Bruce.
Yes.
The end of the day.
Once every 3 minutes. Yeah, you can say once. You can say once every 3 months. Be like January, and you can't stay until April. No, every 3 minutes, okay?
That's funny.
I'm not going to edit that out because I just think it's funny. We'll put that in our blooper reel one day. We do have blooper reels, by the way. We're going to do a blooper reel episode as well. I think all podcasters should. And I'm going to have a whole episode on that. But you know what's interesting? There's the compression and the EQ. Sometimes you have a guest on and the guest sounds lower than the host, right?
Yes, you also want to make sure your
volumes.
You're both the same distance from the microphone. Now, I've listened to some podcasts. I know this is a little bit off on a tangent. The voices are not the same level. I know you can adjust them somewhat, but you know what? Why have to edit like crazy? You want to edit less because you want to make sure
you're editing
both the same distance from the microphone.
Yeah.
Because it can also lead to a lot of editing, a lot of adjustments.
I think I'm a little closer to the microphone than you. And what's happening, Meg, I'm probably a little bit louder than you. But with compression, and for those of you who are using Audacity, and we did have an episode on this previously. For those of you who are using Audacity, let me tell you that compression is your friend. It brings down the high levels and brings up the lower levels. So if you have someone that's not close enough to the microphone as much as you are, you can bring your voice down to match them in it's the number of decibels. And that's a good thing. But now the other thing too is the when somebody sounds like this, you have commented on this in other episodes, Megan. I'm really muffled right now, and my subscribers just can't listen to me. But they don't know it.
Yeah.
Because they're actually, the person who's recording, they are literally hearing themselves clearly.
And some people have an inflated image of themselves and refuse to believe how awful their podcast could be in some ways is perfect because they just love themselves so much. So you got to step back from yourself and say,
we know who that is.
I am not perfect, and I can all use improvement.
Improvement.
Improvement. So,
improvement.
You know what? Be your own best critic. Be critical of yourself.
And be your worst enemy. You got to be your worst enemy, too, because you are anyway.
You know, nobody wants you to, you know, never be happy with yourself, but you got to step aside and listen to your own podcast.
You got to get out of your own way.
Yes, you got to stop. You got to lower the self-love a little bit. And just, you know, say, I am not a perfect podcaster.
I am not a perfect podcaster.
And I have flaws and I'm going to improve. Now find what you can improve and improve it.
I am not a perfect podcaster. And then 3 months from now, you're going to be a perfect podcaster and you're going to actually say it to yourself. No. But what's interesting.
Practice makes perfect.
Practice. Yeah, well, we grew up with practice makes perfect. Nowadays, nobody practices anything anymore. Anyway, no. But what's interesting is this is about rapid editing. And the thing is that you have to really not spend so much time editing because that's where people get the pod fade. I was going to say Podno 2021. It's a shameless plug, but that's from the past. So it doesn't really matter anyway. And so the pod fade really, you know, I think that people have pod fade, you know, most podcasts don't go past 10 episodes because they just don't like the editing. You like the editing for one or two episodes, but then it just becomes very tedious. Now, let me teach you guys a very cool trick when you're editing your podcast. First of all, for those of you who are doing an Audacity, you see the waveform, the little triangles, okay? You can tell where the silence is by when you have the The higher triangles, if you're by yourself on the podcast, you have those higher triangles. And the ones in the middle could possibly be the silence, right? So now you don't even have to listen to the podcast. Take that stress and that tediousness. Is that a word? Tediousness? Tedious?
Tedious is
tediousness.
A word.
No, tedious. Take that out by looking at the waveforms. You don't have to listen to it. And you take your mouse, you select the little lower ones, and you hit delete. It's that simple. It's rapid editing. You don't have, I mean, I listened to the whole thing, but now I can tell right away that I don't have to edit this podcast. I really don't. You know, maybe a couple little things here and there, but I think I'm becoming a better podcaster. And yes, I do need improvement, Megan.
No, you have a nice flow with your, you generally,
I have would say a nice
you
flow.
Have a very nice flow and you have nice inflection.
Take your hand.
Another thing, I hate people without inflection.
Inflection.
I'm a little tired now, so I'm a little wilted.
Explain. What do you mean you're wilted? What are you, a piece of lettuce? No.
Well, I get wilted at the end
what,
of the day.
Explain what inflection is.
Hi, Bruce. How are you? Oh, today is a wonderful day. It was so beautiful out and hot out. Okay, that's inflection. Here am I with no inflection. Hi, Bruce. Today was a wonderful day, and it was really nice and warm out.
Okay, so
who is more interesting, the first voice or the second voice?
Oh, definitely the first one, but you just put it into a demo. You just did a demonstration, but now put it into a definition. What exactly is inflection? Now, from what I heard,
it's up and down, I would say, with the voice.
Dynamics.
Yeah, you want to be dynamic. You want to have inflections. You want to have enthusiasm. You want passion. You want intensity. To me, nothing in life is worth anything without that. If you're not intense, you're not passionate, then life to me isn't worth living. You gotta be passionate about your topics. You gotta be passionate about what you're saying.
Passionate, be
and
passionate.
If you're not passionate, yeah. You fake it. You fake it until so that people believe you are.
Fake it until you make it.
Yeah, I knew there was a saying.
Fake it until you make it.
Yeah, but you know, I faked things before enthusiasm. And I've actually made myself believe I like something that
now,
I didn't like. So
fake it until you make it is a very interesting concept in and of itself. Because I'm a musician. We should play a song after this, Megan. But from my SoundCloud or my Spotify. But fake it until you make it, I know a lot of people don't quite understand what
that
means.
What does that mean?
So I could tell you what it means in my own personal interpretation of it. And I think what it means, wow, that's gorgeous. What is that?
An elephant.
Is a pipe cleaner elephant?
Yeah.
Wow. This guy makes these really cool pipe cleaner animals. That's so cool. We should make that like the thumbnail.
He made a large one for me. It took him 4 days.
4 days?
Yes. He made it with like he said he was using like 80 pipe cleaners.
He spent 3 days just on the flaps, on the flappy ears. Okay. Just to let everybody know that this guy, he makes really good pipe cleaners. But I digress. No. So what I was saying was that, what were we saying, Meg?
We were talking about...
After reflection. So yeah. You wanted
fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Okay. So this is the thing. I think that fake it till you make it means pretend you're already famous. Stop worrying about someday. I hate when people say, someday I'm going to do this, and someday I'm going to do that. You know what? Someday means what, Megan?
Someday means never.
Never. Okay? If you want to do something, just do it. Don't worry about it being perfect. Don't worry about preparing for it. Fake it until you make it means you, in your mind, are already famous. Just keep on doing it until you become famous. And in your own mind, you already think you're famous. And people will start to, you know, if you have that attitude, people will think that you are famous just like you are. And I think you should do that with your podcast, you know? Maybe that should be like another podcast episode. What do you think, Megan?
I think yeah, that's a great one.
Maybe.
I got a
big podcast schedule for all of you who are listening right now. Please leave us a review on iTunes. And we're going to keep on, you know, your reviews keep us helping you become successful and putting out these episodes. We're trying to do about 2 to 3 episodes a week. I might do a few more. I might not do them all with you, Megan, because I'm just going to really help people. I'm going to help people out there with the pod, with their podcast succeed and, you know, make money, grow your audience, grow your show, all that stuff. And I really think it's cool stuff. So anyway, talk to you guys in the next episode. And I think I'm going to play the song that I actually wrote for Miss Megan.
Oh, yay!
It's called Rock My World.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes. Now, it's not on Spotify yet, so I'm going to give you guys just, I'll put it at the end of this podcast, and you guys can just go do it on SoundCloud for now and put it into your favorites. I just need the support. All right. Maybe what I'll do is I'll have an episode just on my music, so you guys can go to my Spotify and download some of the music there that you can play on your podcast. That'd be a cool thing too. All right, guys, enjoy. Here's Rock My World. We'll talk to you guys in the very next episode.